A man who answered a phone being used by the kidnappers told VOA the Canadian woman kidnapped last week is seriously ill.
She's very, very, very bad. The situation is getting worse every day. There's rashes all over her body. There's no doctor, right? She said that she can't take medications here in Nigeria. She needs her drugs.
Whether the 45-year-old Canadian woman really needs urgent medical attention or if it is just a bargaining ploy could not be ascertained. Julie Ann Mulligan was in Nigeria with four others on a road triaging program when she was abducted by armed men who blocked the vehicle she was traveling in. Nigerian police say the kidnappers are demanding a ransom of about $136,000. The unidentified man said Mulligan would not be released unless the ransom was paid.
As soon as the money is being paid, and as soon as you prepare the money, you will be released.
The man sounded reasonably educated, young and self-assured. When asked why he and his group would not release the married mother of two due to her failing health, he said, "I do not know. I really do not have anything to say about that." Kidnappings for ransom, mainly of oil workers, occur regularly in the southern oil rich Niger Delta. Mulligan's case was believed to be the first of its kind in a mainly Muslim northern Nigeria. Authorities in the north are reluctant to pay the ransom as this could trigger a wave of kidnappings across the region where poverty and unemployment arrive despite billions of dollars earned annually by Nigeria through oil sales. The United States Agency for International Development says more than 70% of Nigerians live on less than a dollar a day and the population is among the 20 poorest in the world. Get better caster for VOA News, Abuja.